Hi, Jean. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Nadine?
I'm doing good. It's only Tuesday. It's almost over. Almost over. Thank you for asking. I really appreciate that. I really do. I understand that you've been speaking here with Lulu, and she does such an amazing job, you know, explaining the basics of the program. I did want to get to the price and details for you, so I'm just grabbing these notes that she did send over to me, okay? Aside from, you know, the price, do you have any questions regarding the placement or, you know, how this works?
I mean, I'm sure I'll think of more, you know what I mean, as time goes on, but
yeah.
I mean, pretty much, if I get on the first page of Google, then that's always good.
Right. Right. And feel free to interrupt me at any time with any questions that you have, because I do want to make sure we get all of your questions addressed, okay? So congratulations, you know, on the new business, Lulu tells me. I mean, you've obviously been doing this for a while, but, I mean, officially, I mean, it's new, right?
Yeah,
going full force on it. And, you know, as well as I see you have really great 5-star reviews, I mean, that for the most part tells me from what I've read, I mean, we both agree you provide a quality service, right?
Yeah, you know.
Absolutely.
And reviews are always tough to get out of people. You know, you might do 10 good jobs and, you know, you're only going to get like 2 reviews anyway. So.
Yeah, you're lucky if one of them even leaves a review, right? And it's honestly, it's not even that difficult to leave a review, but whatever the case may be, good job so far.
Exactly. Thank you.
Now, typically, you're going about a 45-minute drive from your home base there in Waterford Works, right? That's where you're based out of.
Yeah, I would prefer. I'd prefer about 45 minutes, but an hour is fine.
Okay, okay. Now, I don't see the website. I know Lulu mentioned you don't currently have one, but by chance, do you even use Facebook? I mean, a personal one, or do you have one set up for the business?
No, I don't have a website. I'm trying to reach out and trying to get a designer. I mean, I don't need nothing extravagant.
Fancy.
I just want a small,
nothing fancy,
yep,
wancy.
I just want a small website that has an about us, a contact,
right,
some photos of my work. You know, but one thing that I want to do, you know what I mean, because my website's really not going to be extravagant and it's really not going to be updated much. One thing I want to do is not use any stock photos on my website. Like, I have photos of my work, you know what I mean, and I want to use actual photos of myself.
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, I don't want that stock photo stuff because everyone knows it's cheap, fake, and cheesy.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is that why not showcase your work, right? I mean, that's what you want to do, is showcase your work. You want people to see the quality work that you do. So, excellent.
Exactly. I'm not
now,
a merchant, so it's not like I have something like, oh, this is $5. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
right,
it's more or less everything's kind of custom, or sometimes even if it's routine, it's still custom, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, what do you do aside from the roofing that you would also consider a specialty of yours?
I do it all, sweetheart. I pretty much can build a house. I mean, the area expertise that I lack, that's usually when I'm bringing, like, my sub, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I have subs,
okay.
I have subs for concrete. I have subs for electrical. I have
nice.
Subs. I'm mostly a carpenter.
Wow.
So, like, my expertise is in framing, exterior work. I could do interior work as well. But, like, anything like electrical or plumbing, you know what I mean? I'm suited for small jobs. I could do smaller jobs myself.
Okay.
But, like, to rewire an entire house, I'd bring in my electrical sub, or to plumb a whole
house,
I'd bring in my plumber. You know what I mean? It's just a bigger job. They got more experience on how to do an entire project. It's not like a small thing.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Now, you don't have a business Facebook page, but you do have a personal one, right? At the very least.
I do.
Okay. Here's what I would recommend for you then, is going with our Platinum package. Okay. The Platinum package includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So we would get you listed on the first page of Google there in the local map section. You'll always be found at the moment when they're searching by your keywords or search terms pertaining to your services, roof replacement, repairs, you know, concrete work, if you do that, remodels, electrical, any of the services that you offer will be listing you for those services. Okay, of course, the most profitable ones for you. And then we do also list you on Bing. We'll create a business Facebook page through your personal Facebook. No one's going to see your personal Facebook, though. It's just so that you have access to it. Because when you have pictures that you take and you want to update those pictures or upload them, we want you to be able to do that as well. Okay?
Yes.
Now, we'll also run Facebook ads. So anytime that someone's performing that search, they're within your area, Gene, they'll see your Facebook ad pop up, both on their desktop and on their mobile device. It does help you reach a larger clientele base. We can make it unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. They click on it, they're calling you directly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we're also going to list you on other directories that are popular within your area. Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. We will include a website for you, Google compliant, mobile friendly. We definitely want to showcase the work that you do. We'll even write a mission statement about your business. We'll list your services. Attach that website where they're promoting your company. So this way they get to learn more about your company and see the quality work that you do. And we prefer to use your photos. Okay?
Yeah, perfect.
We also will include the voice activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we'll give you exposure covering mobile devices. That covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Pretty much it covers all of your bases. Okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do for you is this. I'm going to offer it to you at our new in business rate, but I do want to share the original cost with you, and then I'm going to give you the discounted rate so you see where you're getting the savings. Okay? I'm not going to lie to you. Typically, it's expensive. Okay, typically this package runs $599 a month plus a $299 one-time setup fee. So it's a little over $900 to get started, the original cost, and $599 every month after. What I'm doing for you is I'm knocking down that price monthly to $249 a month, and you're going to have a one-time setup fee of $99. So it makes your initial investment to get started today $348. Every month after that, Gene, you're only paying $249 a month. That's month to month. Okay?
And I can set that up on an auto pay?
Yeah, that's typically how we do it. Our process is, and I even read it to you in a voice verification, our company does ask, to be very transparent with you, that you at least stick it out 2 months. You know, give it that full turnaround because it's not going to happen tomorrow that you're going to be on the first page. It's a process. Okay?
Yeah.
So they do ask you to stick it out at least 2 months. We're not asking you to pay the 2 months up front. Today you would only be paying the $348. We set up your account, set up your client interview. I'd like to set it up for tomorrow. The sooner we get you through that interview, the faster we're moving. Okay? And then I read it in the voice verification that your next payment won't be until the 20th of October. That's when you would be charged the $249. Once your term's completed, it just continues to bill every 20th of the month at the cost of $249. But if you decide you want to discontinue, you know, cancel your services, the only thing we ask, Gene, you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not being charged. That's all we ask. Okay?
Okay.
We won't hold you hostage, in other words. I know, I'm married, and I know it's a bad thing to say, but it's not like a marriage, and you got to find a divorce lawyer to leave us, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, so, I would love to try it. I would love to try it, but I hate the 20th being a billing day.
Okay.
I prefer all my billing days to be between the 1st and the 7th.
Okay.
Because I like to have most of my bills are all scheduled. I mean, I'm talking all my bills are like all scheduled between the 1st and the 7th. And I never take on any bills that go in the 20th. But I am interested in trying out the service. So I'm down to do it today. And I'm down to stick it out for 2 months. But I can't do the 20th as a billing. I need
Let me see. Let me ask my manager a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Okay, let me see something here. Now, the other thing, I'm taking a look at something really quick. I'm asking my manager, you know, in this case, what we can do to help you, because I understand, I do the same thing with my billings. Although I know sometimes some things, it's like, oh, like even my gym membership, I'm like, man, it's always on the 25th. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like it on the first when everything hits, because then I feel like, okay, I already got everything accounted for, but unfortunately that's the way it got set up because I signed up that day. I'm all, really? So I'm just waiting for him to respond to me. In the meantime, Gene, what's the best email for you? Because I do want to send you everything in writing.
Okay. It's G as in Gene.
Uh-huh.
M as in Matthew.
Okay.
My last, or GMF as in Frank. And then
uh-huh.
My last name, Goodman.
Goodman?
At email. Yeah, Goodman.
Okay.
At email.
Okay.
So it's all together, it should read GMF Goodman at Gmail.
Okay. And Goodman, you spell it G-O-O-D-M-A-N?
Correct.
At Gmail. Okay. All right. Give me a second here. Okay. He's typing to me right now. I'm just waiting to see what his response is. He's pretty, you know, clear about, you know, replying back. Also, just to let you know, okay, because I always like to give you your options, right? There is an option, okay, and just keep this in mind, right? You're paying $249 every month, right? So we do offer where, and again, it's just another option where you could pay, it's what they call prepay, right? You pay for 3 months. Okay. Covers you for 3 months. You don't worry about it. Because you're paid up for 3 months, but it does give you more of a savings. Okay. I'm just taking a look to see what the cost would be. So if you did, let's say like a 3 month prepaid, it looks like it would then run you. Let me see. Where is it at here? Let me go to another page because I want to see what that discounted rate would be for you, because I think that'd be a good option. I always like when I'm getting deals, I'm like, okay, so if I pay X amount of time, do I get more of a break?
I like to
just pay it off, and my husband's like, oh, just go on the payment plan. No, dude, I'd rather like pay it off and not deal with it. You know what I mean? I mean, of course, that's if I even have it, you know, at the time, but it's always good to know, even if it's something you can't do now. My computer's just running a little slow. How's business been going?
Pretty good. I mean, some of the jobs have been a little slow lately, but I've had a little bit of work to hold me over, so.
That's good. That's really good. Where would you say the majority of your business comes from? Is it like more word of mouth? I noticed you have like Angie's Home Advisor, right? How's that going?
Yeah. Pretty good. I mean, I've been doing it. I'm kind of a new customer to Angie.
Okay.
Prior to Angie, most of it's been word of mouth for years, you know, and
uh-huh.
I've worked for people. I've done side jobs.
Wow. Okay,
but
so kind of that word of mouth, right?
Yeah, for the most part, yep.
That's good.
So,
that's really, really good.
It also helps, too, because where do you live? What state are you in?
We're in California. We're on the West Coast, Orange County. We're like literally 20 minutes away from Disneyland. You're not going to believe this, Gene, but Disneyland's like basically in my backyard where I live.
Wow.
It's that close. My grandkids love it. They
I'm
totally
sure.
love it. Oh yeah.
Well, I'm in
I'm in
New Jersey, so I play in a popular band in my state and in kind of the tri-state area.
Uh-huh.
So like I'm a performer as well.
Nice.
So I play all up and down the East Coast.
Wow.
So I met a lot of contacts that way, and I'll get jobs that way. You know what I mean? Like, I'll meet people at one job, and then I'll get to talking to them, and I tell them, you know, I run a construction company as well, and then, you know, I'll get a job that way. So still kind of word of mouth, but it's a little different, you know?
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. How exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're over here on the West Coast. We've actually been here. I'm just confirming the date that we would be able to get the billing. He's been chatting me. Sorry. I just want to make sure that I can get that approval for you. So then that we've actually been doing this now 17 years that we've been in business. So, I mean, well, now going on 18, we have a birthday coming up. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So one option that you do have while he's responding to me, so we do offer the 3-month prepaid that runs you $800. So you would pay $800 and it actually covers you for a total of 3 months. When you look at it like this, right, just to kind of give you an example, you pay the $348 today, right? And then if you continue to pay for the next 2 months, $249 a month, right?
Yeah.
You would have invested already like $846. I mean, it's saving you $46, but I mean, to be quite honest with you, I spend more than that on Starbucks in the month. My husband would kill me, but, you know.
That's how much the average lead costs on Angie.
Does it really? How do you like that?
It's all right.
Let me ask you this.
Nothing crazy.
Are you licensed and insured?
Yeah, I'm fully insured and I'm licensed in PA.
Okay.
And I'm waiting on my business license for New Jersey. It's just taking forever.
Wow. Let me do this. Would you consider yourself more of a general contractor?
Definitely.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, I'm working on trying to get it. Do you guys do
Are
that?
Are you? Yes, we do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the way Google Guaranteed works, are you kind of familiar with how it works?
Yeah, you get like a seal, right?
What it is this, right? Google Guaranteed is a program that Google created, you know, because there's businesses that like paying per lead, right? But they don't like where they're sharing the lead or that they're being charged for every single lead, whether it converts into a job or not, right? So when Google created this program, they created it so that the leads, which are actual calls, are coming just to you. You're not sharing it with anyone else, okay? And they have certain requirements because with the Google Guaranteed program, Google puts up $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that person who selects you, right? Because they're basically telling them, listen, we guarantee their work, they've met all of our requirements. So that's why they call it Google Guaranteed, okay? So the requirements that they have is that, you know, you have to do a background check, okay? What they're looking for is, like, any type of, like, felonies, right, criminal charges. If you have a DUI, they don't really, you know, they don't look at that, right? They're looking, like, for, like, serious felonies, okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Depending on your location, it's not available for all categories in all areas. It's based on availability with those. So let me see something because I can check to see if it is even available in your area. If we put you down like general contractor, right, for that category.
I'm looking.
Yeah. Is your zip code still the 08089, right?
Correct.
Okay. Let me take a look. So it does show that it is available in your area. And let me just tell you what the monthly, we always start you off with a minimum monthly budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what happens is once you get approved, right, there is a one-time $250 application fee. Okay. You fill out the application. You have to submit 5 Google Guaranteed reviews. They provide you a special little URL. Okay. You get 5 reviews from friends or whoever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be submitted with your application. The application is non-refundable, so I always say you will pass the background check, right? Nothing's going to come up, because if you don't pass it and something comes up, they don't refund you that money, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have no felonies. I don't know misdemeanors.
I only say that, and then I'm not trying to accuse you of anything. I had a gentleman. He's like, listen, I have something from when I was like a 17-year-old kid. This was 30 years ago, and it's still haunting him, and it was something that he didn't even do. It was like kind of guilty by association, in other words. So it was a bummer for him, you know. But the good thing was is that they only go back, it's 7 years. Is how far they go back. So, now the requirements, some of them, they require just a license. Okay. Some of them require that, depending on the category in the area, you need a license and insurance or just insurance. Okay. So, for you, the minimum monthly budget, okay, is $713. We always start you off at the minimum. Okay. Basically, your leads are costing you $54.67. The difference with this is because you're guaranteed up to 13 leads. However, if one of those leads that you receive...
And that's 13 leads monthly?
Monthly, uh-huh.
Okay.
And you're not sharing them with anyone else. You can get up to 13 leads. But let's just say, Gene, that one of those leads was outside of your services, right? Let's say they were calling you... Let's just say for commercial cleaning, right?
Sure.
That is considered an unqualified lead. So they will not charge you for that. They'll credit that back to you. If you did not discuss price, okay, if you did not set up an appointment, they will credit you back that lead because it's considered unqualified, okay? If you only received, let's say you only got one lead, right, in the month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They will roll over the amount. So in other words, you wouldn't pay the $713 again. Okay. They would roll it over. So you're only going to be charged for the one lead that you received. That's the big difference about it compared to like the Home Advisor and Angie's leads, right? Which I think this program is way more ideal than paying per lead with Home Advisor and Angie's leads. And at any time, what was that? I'm sorry?
I was going to say, they are a pain sometimes getting their leads. Sometimes their leads are just straight bullshit.
Really?
I had electrical services on as listed. Lady called me trying to get two Tiffany lamps fixed.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Like,
I mean, Tiffany lamps are expensive, but come on, man, really?
That's not going to work. I don't even know who the hell would fix them.
Yeah, I mean, Tiffany lamps are expensive. I mean, they're pretty high-end, but, I mean, to call you, I would be like, come on, really, you're killing me here.
I know.
So I'm looking at the requirements other than the background check. You would need the license and the insurance for the business. And I know you said you don't have it yet. You're in the process of it, right? For your location.
I'm fully insured and I'm licensed in PA. I'm working on getting Jersey, which is where I live.
Right. So if we were to do the Google
guarantee. So I operate a lot of my work in PA already.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Most of the stuff that I've been doing, like with Angie's Home Advisor and stuff, anything that's not like a word of mouth or like something that I generated locally.
Right.
Most of those type of like leads or jobs that I get that I pay by a lead is in PA because that's where I'm licensed.
Right.
But Jersey, I'm working on getting the license. So I can operate legally in Jersey.
Yeah. What I would recommend then.
I'm already in the process of that.
How long do you think that'll be done?
Maybe like a month. I mean, I've worked with a company called Avalara to get all my paperwork in order.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah. So then if that's the case, you know, I would recommend once you get your license for New Jersey, we could go ahead and get you through the approval process. It typically takes, Gene, four to eight weeks for you to get approved. So once you get approved, then they'll call you and then they'll let you know, okay, your monthly budget again is XYZ, right? Your cost per lead is this much. And that's when your monthly minimum budget will start. It won't start until you get approved. Okay. And they call you.
Okay.
But it is definitely a good program. Okay. I would definitely recommend that once you get the licensing for New Jersey, we should get you on that. It would be really, really good. Okay. So,
yeah.
I'm just confirmed with him because I want to make sure that yes, we can do that, that we could at least, so you pay the $348 today. And then, I'm trying to see if we could get your billing then to start on the 1st. So,
perfect.
As opposed to you paying October 20th, then you would be paying November 1st. Okay. So I'm just waiting for him to confirm.
Perfect.
I know he's kind of dealing with some other stuff, but, in the meantime, I'm going to send out these emails to you. And then, what do you think about the prepaid? I mean, is that something you're interested in? It's saving you $46, but.
If it was a bigger, I'll be honest, if it was a bigger savings, more notable than, you know, I mean, I probably would jump all over it. I mean, I know every dollar helps, but like, yeah, exactly. It's like.
Yeah, let me see something. What was that? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, I'm listening.
I was going to say, let me see if I can add a different credit to that to see if it brings it down. Give me 1 second. If I can get the 3 months approved for $700, does that seem a little bit more ideal for you?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's like $150. That's,
yeah.
You know.
It's like $146 to be exact.
Believe me,
okay.
I'm not jumping up and down, but I'm more inclined.
Right,
sure.
Right. Okay, let me ask him if he can give me that approval code. If I can get it at $700, you want to go with that one for, and it gives you 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get that approval. Yeah, I'm telling him that you're potential Google guaranteed. You're just waiting on your licensing for Jersey. So if we can at least give you this extra little
bit. But I could probably still get the Google guarantee for PA?
You know, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
Because, I mean, I have that license, and I have the license number. I don't know if I have the license number on me. I'm not at the office.
Where's the company registered at?
It's registered, the company is registered in New Jersey.
Yeah, because it typically goes by where the business is registered because they're going to ask you, like, where was the business registered at, what year. They're going to ask you for certain documents. Let me ask them, though. I'm asking my manager from the Google Guarantee Department, and I did get the approval for the $700. He said that's fine.
Okay.
If a guy's, I'm listing, if he is in New Jersey and licensed for PA, can we do the Google guarantee for PA? He's working on his license for New Jersey where he resides. Okay. All right. I'll wait to hear when they respond to that. Okay, so we'll go ahead. Let me, on this email, I'm going to put in here the pricing is $700 for the 3 month prepaid. Okay. So what's going to happen, Gene, and I'm going to read it to you in the voice verification and all, okay? So you're going to be paying $700 today for the 3 month prepaid for the platinum package. Okay. This is going to cover you from September 20th to October 20th. That's your first month, right? October 20th to November 20th is your second month. And then November 20th, okay, to your, to December 20th is considered your third month, right? Here's what we're going to do. Okay, I am going to reach out to you a week before December 20th. So September to October, October, November, November to December. I mean, the reason I'm going to reach out to you a week before November 20th is because to ask you, Jean, are you going to want to continue to go month to month, or do you want to do another prepaid? Okay. This is before that billing is due. If you tell me, listen, Nadine, let's do another prepaid, but we got to push it to where it's the first, because you're not going to be charged anything other than the $700. That's going to cover you for the 3 months. But I'm going to set it on my calendar to call you the week before December 20th to kind of give you that cushion to let me know what you want to do. Okay. Or you just tell me, listen, I just don't want to do it no more. I want to stick with Google Guaranteed or whatever the case may be. Okay. Does that kind of make sense?
Okay.
Not to confuse you.
Okay.
And I'll go over it with you all again. Now, in the meantime, the email that I'm sending you is going to outline everything that I mentioned. It's included in the program, the $700 for the 3 months prepaid. I put an example of a website. Like I said, it's nothing like fancy swampy.
Right.
It just basically gets the job done. Okay. So let me send that off to you. I'm also going to send you another email that's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what it does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So it shows you like how you track your calls and all that. Okay. And just to confirm with you, we said G as in Jean, M as in Martha, F as in Frank, Goodman at gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So the first email you're receiving, again, it'll be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It's labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, okay? The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, okay? And then on this phone, you can receive text messages, right, to this number?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at the bottom of the emails, I mean, you're also going to see my contact information, but I'm going to be texting that to you as well. I'm going to be sending you 3 text messages, in fact. So the first text message, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. So you can always call me, though, if you really need to talk to someone urgently. I don't mind. You can text me as well, whatever's easiest for you. Okay. I wouldn't be able to make any changes, but I could at least get a message if it's something very urgent for you, okay? So let me send you that first one.
Would I have a person that I could call in case there was...
Yes, I'm going to give you all those numbers.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. The second text I'm sending you is the number to our customer service. So you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update... a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, Jean, you're going to contact customer service. Now, we're here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Your time, we're here 10 to 7. So you're 3 hours ahead of us, okay?
Yeah.
And then I'm also sending you a third text, and it's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. What that does is it's actually the link, I'm sorry, it's a YouTube video that's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's super simple. It's nothing complicated. It's going to just walk you through on how you go in and log in and put your password and track your phone calls, your keywords, view your profiles. So I want you to get familiar with it, okay? And you got all 3 of those, right? Those messages?
Yeah, I want to double check here.
Yeah, double check. I want to make sure you received them.
Correct.
Okay, awesome. And then your first name, you spell it G-E-N-E, right? Last name is Goodman?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the best number for us, as well as the number that's going to be listed for clients to contact you on, is 609-929-4460. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then now the company name, the way you want it to read, is going to be Modern Roofing with the and symbol and then building, correct? Is that how you want it to read?
Yeah, that's how I have it licensed.
Okay. Now Google's going to send out a PIN code to you, Jean. It's going to come in the mail and it looks like a postcard. What address do you want them to send it to?
I'll send it to my house.
Okay. Is that the 22
I'll give you an address for that.
Avenue?
That's my office.
Okay. Okay. And you want it sent to your home. Perfect. And the address is not going to show anywhere on Google. Just so you know, we're going to hide the address. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. What's the address?
I will have a public address as well. Like an address, you know what I mean?
Do you have my home address,
obviously, I don't want to look.
Yeah. When Google sends out the PIN code to you, that's where the little dot's going to be, right, on the map. So typically when it's like a home office, right, they want the address hidden because we don't want anyone knowing where you live at. Now, if you have a physical office that you don't mind showing on there, we can PIN verify you there, but that's where the red dot's going to be. So it's up to you where you want to be PIN verified at.
Okay.
And you'll get that PIN code in the mail.
Okay.
So you let me know what address you want it PIN verified at.
I want that at the 22 Maisie.
And do you want that address to show or do you want it hidden?
No, I do want that address to show.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Let me go here. Let me grab that. So it's 22 Macy Avenue, Waterford Works, New Jersey, 08089, right?
Yeah.
Is there a unit number, anything like that?
No.
Okay. It comes up Winslow Township.
Yeah. They're the same.
Okay.
Waterford Works, Winslow Township.
Okay. Should I put it as Waterford Works?
Yes, that's the mailing address.
Okay, only because like mine will come up with, it'll give me suggestions, so I just want to make sure. So Waterford Works. Okay. All right. And then you're okay with that address showing. Awesome. Okay. Now, the card that we're going to be using for the payment for $700, is that card in your name, Gene? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
No, it's my name.
Your name. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And is it just Gene Goodman or is there like a middle initial?
Nope, that's it. Gene Goodman.
Gene Goodman. Nice and simple, right? Okay.
Yep, easy peasy.
And what's the billing address for that card, Gene?
It's 161.
Uh-huh.
Clifton Ave.
Okay.
West Berlin. New
Jersey.
Uh-huh. 08004.
Okay. You said 161 Clifton. You spell it C-L-I-F as in Frank, T as in Tom, O-N, Clifton?
Correct. Correct.
And that's Avenue, West Berlin, New Jersey, 08004, right?
08091, sorry.
Oh, 08091. Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Discover.
A Discover. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are. And then I'll repeat it back to you afterwards.
All right. You ready?
Uh-huh.
6011.
Uh-huh.
0055.
Uh-huh.
6122.
Okay.
9744.
Expiration month and year?
0824.
08 of 24. Okay, and the CVV code on the back?
041.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you for accuracy, but I'm not charging the card yet. Okay? I have the number as 6011, 0055-6122-9744, correct?
Correct.
And it expires August of 24, and the CVV code on the back is 041, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Gene, I am going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. Now, the reason is because I have you at that discounted pricing program, we don't typically advertise, okay? It's going to outline our service agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you as well. We'll send in writing along with your invoice. Now, we're going to go over that it's a three-month that you're paying for, prepaid. I'm going to go over when your next billing is going to be due after the 3 months. And then as I'm walking you through it, right, if there is something, Gene, mm-hmm. that you don't understand, you do me a favor, okay? You just stop me and you say, Edie, wait, what does that mean? Okay? And I'll review it and rephrase it. I just want to make sure, you know, that you have a clear and firm understanding, you know, before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds very good.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Modern Roofing and Building, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Gene Goodman, President.
And Gene, just to go back on the way that you, so the way that we want you to say the name of the business is the way that you would want it to read on the first page of Google. So I'll rephrase that. Please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
Modern Roofing and Symbol Building.
Thank you. And you did say that you're the president of the company, correct?
Correct.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Correct.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Gene, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
And we know sometimes you're busy. Right. We just ask that you at least respond within 24 hours. If we call you with an update or email you, you know, regarding your account, just respond to us within at least 24 hours. Also be aware, Gene, that you might start getting calls. Once you start having more online presence, right, you might get a call from another company, okay, not associated with Local Splash, that's trying to sell you another type of online product, okay? We are never going to call you to ask mm-hmm. you for more money. And if anyone calls you to tell you you need to pay XYZ, we need to fix your profile, you take down that number, disconnect the call, and call us with that number, because Local Splash will never call you to pay more, okay?
Can you explain that again?
Yeah. So
what you were just saying.
Yeah, when you start having, like, some more presence online, right, you might get another mm-hmm. company, okay, calling you to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated yeah. with Local Splash, okay, meaning we are not going to call you to spend more money because you've already paid for 3 months prepaid, okay? We're not going to call you and tell you, Gene, you need to spend more money. Now, I might follow up with you in a month or so just to say, hey, Gene, you know, how's it going with the license for New Jersey? Because I, you know, to see if you're ready for Google Guaranteed, right? But we're not going to call you and say, hey, we need $50 more because we got to fix this. If you get a call like that, you jot down that number, disconnect that call, and you call Local Splash. You call us. Call customer service with that phone number, okay, so we can handle it on our end. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Would you like me to explain this one? I typically do.
Yeah, so is that like an Angie's List or?
Yeah, so we know you're using Angie's List, right? And what they do is complete opposite of what we do. What we're saying is we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. We're just saying before you do, give us a call, let us know so we can make sure we're not already including that in our service, because we don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to. Okay, that's what that means.
Understood.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
no, I guess I'm not sure if that's
yes,
what it is.
Yes, is correct. Yeah, you're just saying that, yeah, I'll let you guys know if I'm going to do additional marketing somewhere
else.
I'll
let you guys know, exactly, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You answered correctly. Right. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, okay, is going to be charged today, which is September 20th, 2022, and this is for the three-month prepaid amount of $700. Okay, this is going to cover you for three
perfect.
Months, all right? Now, right before your next billing, okay, so this is going to carry you up until December 20th, okay? But as I mentioned to you, I'm going to call you the week before December 20th, okay, to see if you want to continue either month to month, if you want to do another prepaid 3 months, 6 months, or a year, or if you want to discontinue, because if we don't hear from you before the 20th, automatically on the 20th, okay, of December, you're going to get billed the $249, okay, automatically.
Well, I want you to talk to your guy because I want to get billed on the 1st, not the 20th.
Right. But that's why I'm going to call you before then. Okay, just to make sure, because we're not going to have it set up to bill you on the 1st if you don't want to continue, in other words, right?
I will call you the week, but just
FYI, remember, December 20th is when that next billing would be due, but at that point, when I call you, you would let me know, yeah, Nadine, I want to just go now month to month. Okay, cool. Then we're going to schedule it for the 1st. Got it?
Understood.
Because that's what you like. Okay. Now,
I appreciate that.
And that's why I said I'll follow up with you. Now, if you decide that you want to cancel your services, okay, you want to at least call 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring that monthly charge, okay? But again, I'm going to call you a week prior. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the next question is...
Let's say you guys are going to build me a website, correct?
Uh-huh. Yes.
You guys are going to build me a website, correct?
Correct.
Let's say if I discontinue your service, do I still get the website or like?
So let me tell you what happens.
Do I lose the website?
No, you actually have a couple of options. So let's say you decide you don't want to continue services, okay? Any content we created for you on Facebook, any reviews you generated on Google, any content we created on the directories, none of that will disappear. Eventually, you'll fall off the first page because we're not servicing it. And then your Facebook ads wouldn't be running anymore because we're not servicing it, right? However, you do have two options, okay, with the website. So the website, I include it. Typically, we charge additional for the website. I'm including it for you, okay, just as an added little bonus for you, as a little thank you, okay? However, if you cancel services, right, you have an option. You could pay $49 a month, and we just continue to just host and maintain your website, okay? Or
understood.
You could choose to purchase the domain from us, right? For $99, mm-hmm. the domain is yours. However, you would have to find someone to rebuild the website and host it. So those would be your options. Okay.
Okay. So I was still on the domain. I just wouldn't have the
yeah, you just wouldn't have the content anymore. Yeah, because it would disappear. So you would have to find someone to build it. Typically, you would probably rather just we host it and maintain it, because any changes you want to the website, we're just making the changes. And it's $49 a month. Mm-hmm. But again, those would be your options. And that's a great question. Okay.
Now, hopefully that's, you know, the case is that, you know, I continue to do work.
Oh, yeah, no.
Everything
of course.
Works out, you know what I mean?
Of course. But it's always good to know ahead of time, right, in that case. But any content we created on Google or anything like that, none of it will disappear, so you'll be good, okay? You'll just eventually fall off the first page, okay? Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Gene, I'm going to update the package. I'm going to process the payment, okay? You're going to receive a receipt both to your email as well as in a text message. We send it to both, okay? Now, we're going to schedule what's called a client interview, okay? The client interview is where the magic's going to happen, because my technician's going to talk to you about the website, your Facebook ads, the keywords, the areas that we're targeting. Okay, they're going to go over more in detail. We do block out an hour. However, we schedule the client interview within that hour time frame according to, you know, what works for you. Okay, in that client mm-hmm. interview, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay, so how does your schedule look for tomorrow? I want to make it at a time that's convenient for you.
Busy. Okay. I could probably swing maybe like Thursday.
Okay. So I do have a late appointment, just an FYI, for tomorrow between 6 and 7. Do you think that might work for you, or do you really want Thursday?
I have to do Thursday. I have leads already set up, and I'm trying to get a couple of jobs.
No worries. What time on Thursday? What works best? I have appointments as early. Whatever time I give you, Gene, it's going to be based in your time zone.
Well, remember, I'm East
Coast,
exactly.
Yeah.
So,
whatever time I give you, it's going to be at your schedule, at your time zone. So I have appointments starting from 10 to 11 all through the day.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably do like, I think anytime after, like noon.
Okay. Would you prefer like a 4 to 5? Or I also have, let's see, I have a 2 to 3.
Yeah, 2 to 3 works.
2 to 3? Okay. Mm-hmm. I have one a little earlier than that, but if you want 2 to 3, we can do 2 to 3 or 1 to 2. What do you prefer?
Yeah, 2 to 3. 2 to 3
okay.
Works good.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email. It's going to be your calendar invite for your client interview. You don't have to do anything with it, okay? And what we're going to do is they're going to call you from an 877 number on Thursday, okay, which is the 22nd. Now, make sure you answer all calls within that hour. I cannot tell you how important this client interview is, because once we get you through it, we're moving, okay? So that's why I like to schedule it, you know, of course, based on your availability, but the sooner the better, okay?
Yeah.
Now, we will send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, just letting you know that it's coming up, okay? A friendly reminder.
How's that reminder coming? Via text?
Yeah,
How's
via
that
text.
Reminder coming? Text?
Yes. We'll send it to you through text. Yeah, it's okay. Usually more simpler, right? Okay.
Just email, like, it's not every notification comes up, you know?
I hear you. I deal with the same thing even with myself. You know, when I get reminders, even for myself, it's better when I get a text because I'm always, you know, but I have my email set up on my cell phone, so. But I don't always look at it, you know what I mean? Now, the next thing we're going to do.
Well, sometimes they just come up late.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they don't come up. It'll say like 19 minutes ago or something.
Oh, man, right? Now, the next thing that I'm doing here is we're just going to go over some few notes here. This is going to be for the technician so they know where to start from, okay? Now, if you take a look at either your text messages or your emails, I know you got quite a few of them, but I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And it'll start off by saying, Dear Gene Goodman, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Let me look over.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. So when you open it, it says, Dear Gene Goodman, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Go ahead and click on that where it says click here.
Okay.
And then it's going to take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
I'm still at the signature phase, kind
of. Oh, you're already on there. Oh, awesome. Wow, you're a step ahead. Okay. Before you type your name, though, Gene, there's a little box right above it to the left, and it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder. You did that? Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and then type in your name, and then you'll just click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should pop up with a page asking you to enter a username and password. Let me know when you see that.
I do. I'm there.
Perfect. So this is where you go in to view your reports, okay? We don't have your username or password yet because they're going to create that for you, okay? So once you have your client interview within 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive a link with this username, with the use, this link with the username and a password, okay? That's why I want you to watch that video, all right?
Okay.
Awesome. Now, you don't need to do nothing with that. You're done with that. Now, in the services that we're going to list you for, Gene, what do you want me to notate on here? Just the most important ones, yeah. And then whatever you want to be listed for, and then when you have your client interview, you can go more in depth, okay? I just want to give them a general idea. So whether it's remodeling, general contractor, I mean, whatever you want.
Now, is this going to base, like, any type of key? Is this going to have anything based on keywords?
This is
going to
be part of your keywords, yeah.
Okay, so I want general contractor.
Okay.
I want builder.
General contractor, builder,
I want roofer and roofing.
Awesome. Let me do this. Give me 1 second. My computer's slowing down. I don't know what's going on here. Okay. So, general contractor. Okay, general contractor.
Oh, yeah, general contractor.
Uh-huh.
I want builder.
Builder.
Builder. I want roofing, roofer.
Okay.
Electrician.
Uh-huh.
Plumbing. Plumber.
Uh-huh.
Electrical work.
Uh-huh.
I want concrete.
Okay.
Masonry.
Uh-huh.
Stamped concrete. Polished concrete.
Stamped concrete.
Custom
polished.
Design. Mm-hmm.
Polished.
Custom design.
Custom design. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I want brick, concrete driveways.
Uh-huh.
Concrete, I want sidewalks.
Uh-huh.
I want home additions.
Okay.
I want basement remodels.